Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Are you okay, or did you burn down your house after Syracuse made the tournament?
I didn't even watch. I've been practicing Madden all day with Matt Stafford.
Oh.
Oh, man. You know, that it started. The day started off good. It's a good day.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up.
All right, guys. Selection Sunday. Paul's one of Paul's favorite days of the year.
Excited that Cuse made it, huh?
Hell yeah.
How the fuck did they make it?
Paul is on cloud
wasn't,
nine right
wasn't
now.
Expecting it. Wasn't expecting it at all. So, got lucky. Jimmy B coming through for the haters, shutting everybody up.
Wow.
Do you think they'll beat Arizona State?
Sun Devils, the Hurley brother? Yeah, I think they'll win. I think the Pac-12 is just terrible. Cuse can play with anybody. Their defense is legit. Problem scoring, but they'll win. And I think they'll beat TCU the game after, too.
Wow,
and
confident.
Michigan State. Yes, sir.
Real confident. I mean, are you okay that they're in a playing game? I mean, even that's surprising, honestly. But
yeah, I figured if they got in, they were definitely going to be in the playing game. But you know, to be honest, I thought like no way they were going to get in. So this is all gravy from here.
Yeah, I was shocked.
All house money.
I was shocked. Sure. But you made a good...
I mean, I think the only team that really had like a legitimate beef, I think, is probably a couple, Notre Dame. I mean, they won at Syracuse like without two of their top players. So for them to be like the first team out and have Syracuse the last team in over them, that's kind of, if I was them, I'd be heated.
Yeah, well, don't you think it's kind of like a ratings thing? I mean, Syracuse State.
That's how Oklahoma got in.
Oklahoma for sure got in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I knew, yeah, with Young, he was definitely going to be in. They weren't going to let him stay out of the tournament. No way.
In the year 2018, they only have one road win.
Yeah, I think they're like 4-13 or something in their last like 17 games, something ridiculous like that. They've been terrible.
I think it's only two wins. I watched them early on every single time because I wanted to scout Trae Young, and I think that in the beginning, they were on ESPN every single time they were playing, and now they got into the situation where America knows who Trae Young is, and now they got to keep him on TV.
Exactly. They kind of created the monster with him. You know what I mean? And if anything, I think like Sexton has probably been playing better lately, a lot better than Young. I've been more impressed with him lately.
Oh, yeah. He was tearing up that season.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think this tournament's going to be crazy. There's no dominant team. I think that they said this is the first year that a lower seed is not favored in any of the games,
sure.
According to Vegas. So, tournament's going to be good.
I think legitimate beef that someone has, the team that made it has been playing great. I think Kentucky got screwed. Kentucky's been playing great. They win their tournament. And then now they're in the same bracket as Arizona and Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah,
that kind of sucks. Like, I think maybe they're...
Calipari on ESPN, like, going off about that.
Oh, he already
did?
Yeah,
he's like, you know, they just want to disrespect him.
Yeah, I don't, second round, though, like, I want those teams, like, meeting in, like, the Elite Eight or Sweet 16 at, like, the minimum. Second round, Zona and Kentucky, if they both advance, I don't know.
Yeah, like, if they were broken out, I would have liked to pick Kentucky and Arizona, both of them to go far. Now I got to knock one out. It kind of stinks.
Yeah, exactly. They're both playing great right now. Both won their tournaments. They're playing great. They're peaking right now.
Doesn't it almost seem intentional? Like they did it to punish one of these teams, knowing that like both these guys are definitely crooked.
Well, exactly. I think. Well, look at it. I mean, the four main teams that were involved in the FBI, like Louisville, Oklahoma State, USC, they probably could have got in over Syracuse or whatever, or a few other teams. They all got left out. That's not a coincidence at all. I don't think. And then they probably did that to screw over Arizona in a way, too. Try and get him out early.
Put him in the bitch!
I do like, I mean, and we don't have to, like, I expect us to say the teams that we like. I mean, we don't have to tell everybody who we're picking. We'll all be in brackets and
Virginia, North Carolina.
But I do think Arizona is going to definitely play. Like, all their players, the coach, they feel like, I feel like they want to get revenge on everybody. They have, like, a vendetta.
Exactly, yeah. The weight is, like, off
the
shoulders.
They have a vendetta against everybody, us against the world mentality, and
exactly.
I feel like
yep.
they're going to go in every game, and they're going to be sharp. They're not going to be, like...
Sure.
The one thing that scares me is, like, Michigan hasn't played in forever, and now they're supposed to play, and they might come out, like, sluggish or slow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a two-week break almost, right, for them?
Yeah, there's always that team that, like, everyone is picking, and then they end up winning, but they give you that scare, like, it's close throughout, and then until they don't pull away
right.
for the last 5 minutes. I feel like yeah. Arizona's going to come in and try to kill everybody.
Well, I mean, Eaton is just, I mean, he's been great all year, but now he's just, like, on a whole nother level. What do you have, like, 32 and, like, 15 last night? Something crazy?
Yeah, and man, his highlights look so good. He looks like Patrick Grant. His
he's
jumper
ridiculous.
Is so... He's awesome. Yeah.
That's why I have no idea how people talk about Luka as being number one.
Well, because Luka is, I mean, he's dominating in the second best league in the world at 18 years old. And he's doing a
yeah.
little bit of everything. He's only playing like, because you know, in Europe, they don't play a lot of minutes. So he's only playing.
And to be honest, like yeah. I said, I haven't seen him play at all. Like, have you guys watched like highlights of him? Who did he play like?
Nah, I don't know. Like, I've seen comparisons to, like, Manu Ginobili. But, like, if I'm comparing Ayton, every time I see Ayton, he looks like Patrick Ewing to me. So, like,
yeah.
I'd rather have Patrick Ewing than Manu Ginobili. But,
yeah,
yeah of course,
he's a
yeah.
freak. Like, he's 18 years old, and he has, a chiseled body, like a statue. Like,
ridiculous.
He's,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't see how any team could pass up on Ayton.
Yeah.
No, he's far and away the number one pick right now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I
don't see how you can't take him. There's just no way. No way.
I think because of Paul Estrader, we've all been
yeah,
kind
of
watching Virginia. We've been watching Virginia the whole season, and now I think they were the outright number one seed.
Overall, yep.
Yeah,
31-2 in the toughest conference.
Crazy.
How do we feel about them going to the Final Four, and then how do we feel about their coach possibly coaching the Knicks?
It's weird with Virginia. I mean, they're like probably like the safest bet just because their defense, or whatever. But I'm a little worried about like their offense. If they get down, they really don't have like a go-to score.
Oh, sure.
They struggle if. To score in like long stretches in the tournament, that could be an issue. I'll be rooting for him though. With Bennett, I think it's starting to get traction. You saw that, what's that guy, Bobby Marks or whatever, tweet about it with Bennett in the NBA.
Yeah. I quote tweeted it with like every Knicks handle, beat writer, you know, GM, whatever, seeing if someone will.
Yeah,
Tony's on.
So,
yeah,
Tony's on.
Yeah, I'm starting the recruitment.
Well, I mean, hopefully it starts to get more traction and more people start talking about it. I mean, you should. That, what else can the guy do to get noticed, really, by the NBA?
Who's the freshman on their team? Is it Hunter?
Hunter, yeah, who I love. I think he's
Kawhi like Hunter.
Kawhi Leonard type. Yeah, he's going to be amazing.
Is he getting
he's
any
only
love
a freshman.
Like for the draft? Or no, nah, he's more interested.
Scouts love him. They love him. I mean, he would definitely be a first rounder, but... knowing Virginia guys, he'll probably stay like for 4 years and he'd be around forever and just kill it. But scouts definitely know about him. They're a big fan of him. He's definitely the top pro prospect on that team.
Is Kyle Guy a pro prospect in your opinion, Paul Strader?
He would have to move to point guard. He's too small for shooting guard in the NBA. I think he's only like 6'2". Tiny too, man. He's like a 170. Skinny as hell. But his athleticism is crazy. I would draft him, but he would have to play point guard. He'll be there for all 4 years, though.
All four? Yeah, I mean, these guys...
What about the Manhattan Jaspers, Josh? Did they make the NIT? Or the
I think
I think the clock struck midnight on them, and Cinderella, you know, had to go back home. They always get snubbed.
Did you have dinner with Bobby Gonzalez tonight to talk about it, or what?
Isn't he in jail?
Didn't he almost drive you over with his car when you were walking the class?
There is a road where you had to go to the, like, all the math classes were in the engineering building, and you had to cross, like, this windy road to get to that building. Uh-huh. So Bobby Gonzalez almost ran me over with his Escalade one time.
Oh, my God.
And then another time I was trying to get to class, and the current coach, Steve Mazziella, he also tried to run me. He almost ran me over in his Mercedes.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Jesus.
Manhattan coaches are
just, be careful.
Yeah, I see Iona won the MAC, and they got their bid, and their reward is they played Duke round one. So
Duke, yeah.
I'm going to fully enjoy Bagley killing Iona, because I don't like Iona. But
yeah, but that's cool that, like, you know, there's five, like, New York area teams in this tournament. So, you know, we got some, like, you know, rooting interest.
Who are the teams again? I was trying to think. Who are the teams?
You got Syracuse, St. Bonaventure, Buffalo, Iona,
LIU,
LIU Brooklyn.
Yeah, LIU Brooklyn.
So those five, that's gotta be like close to a record, I would think.
Wait, did you say Seton Hall?
No, well, they're in New Jersey too.
Right, but like Tri-State. Oh wait, but Buffalo wouldn't count in that. Okay, I see what you're saying. Neither would Syracuse, obviously. I see what you're saying. New York State.
Idiot.
Whatever. Whatever.
Hey, guys, listen carefully. Guys, listen.
What?
What are we listening for?
Me cracking up with another beer.
Oh.
Okay. I drank enough last night when me and Josh were scouting Mr. Bridges of the Garden.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, you guys were at the game, Big East Championship, sitting not close enough to James Dolan and Nick's front office.
Well, it was crazy. Like, me and Josh, like, I knew the seats were good, but like, they're really good. The only thing is, you had to stand up the whole entire time.
Why?
Well, we were in the Villanova student section.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we had to stand up the entire time. And then, like, we didn't really have a dog in the fight, so we kind of were like rooting in the beginning. I was rooting for Providence, and the whole crowd was pro Providence, it felt like.
Yeah,
but the game was really good, and they were trading baskets, so I don't know, I felt like me and Paul were cheering after every basket.
Yeah.
It was a really good game.
Really good game. Yep. And the bartender shut us down because we had too many drinks in our hands. We weren't allowed to take any more shots.
Oh my god. Wow. Josh, I thought you were gonna take it easy.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, we were being fine, but, like, you can't. Dude, the freaking bartender, like, called us out. He's like, you can't order shots when you have a drink in your hand.
Like, right. The funny thing is, like, we would get a drink. We would get a drink, and we would get a double. And I guess, like, if you get a double, they pour it in a different cup size. So she saw us, and she's like, you have doubles. You can't have shots. Are you crazy? And you're probably like, sorry. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Right. And then the other, I guess, like, bartender, I was speaking to her in Spanish, and I was, like, talking about Dolan. I was like, you know, Senor Dolan, Pendejo, you know, shooting my finger, all this stuff about Dolan. She thought I was talking about Trump. She's like, Trump, no bueno, no Trump, no Trump.
And then she looked at me. I don't know why she looked at me, and she was like, do you like Trump? And I was like, no.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It was an eventful night at Madison Square Garden, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
The only disappointing thing, and Tony, I'm going to break your heart, I had the John George's chicken sandwich. It was $14. I got it anyway. And I was really disappointed. It wasn't as good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it looked like they took it out from the garbage. Like, and doused it with water. It looked nasty.
This is heartbreaking.
It was like small. It was very small too.
Shit.
I mean, I'm sure it was great in the beginning, but like everything that James Dolan touches, it just turns to shit. Even his chicken.
Well,
hey, leave Mr. Dolan alone.
Oh
yeah. We were asking about him.
Great evening.
we were asking the ushers about, we're like, where's Dolan? And then the guy just like completely turned around and just ignored me. But he was there. He was in the building, Dolan. We should have went up there and talked to him.
But somehow you didn't see him.
So they were there probably. They were scouting Bridges, right? Is that why they were there?
I would think. Bridges, yeah.
What
Brunson
do you think
and
about
Todd
him?
Is Brunson an NBA player?
Yeah. He'll be a pick. First round pick.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
Okay.
He might get player of the year. He's not good.
Yeah, but like, that doesn't
Bridges,
really mean
I think much. He started out like pretty slow. Like I wasn't impressed at all. But at the end of the game, he was just tearing it up. He was definitely the best player on the floor.
You talk about Bridges.
Yeah, Bridges. Yeah,
and it's
Tony. You like Bridges, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the guy's got 7'2" wingspan, and he's a 40% 3-point shooter. He's athletic.
Yeah, athletic.
I mean, what's not to like? He's
yeah.
Yeah. He's just not like a go-to guy. I think that's what it is.
That's the thing. Yeah, I think in this draft we're gonna need like a perennial
yes.
all-star.
Like
you know
all-star.
What I mean? Like this is
yeah.
such a big draft.
Yeah. Because
yeah. It's not his fault. It's yeah. Just I like him as a player, but just for us, like we need a star. We have to.
Yeah, because Frank, I mean, Frank's not.
I don't see.
He's never going to be that guy.
I don't see it in Bridges. Like, I don't think he's a star. And I get, like, I just have a thing with, like, if you're that big, you're that tall, and you are blessed with that wingspan, you got to play big. And for him, like, he's got an awesome jump shot. He was wet in shots. Like, he was doing great.
Yeah, 4-7 from three.
Like,
yeah.
But your 6'6" guard can do that. Like, why? I don't know. I'm not crazy about big men who play small. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I think his defense sometimes suspect. I don't know. I wasn't impressed. I think he's one of those really good college players. But I don't know if
right.
he translates to NBA. And I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
so I think
I don't think I'd be happy if the Knicks got him.
Let's just keep yeah. hoping that the Bulls keep winning and we keep losing and that huge game. When do they play Dallas? What is that, Tuesday at the Garden?
Yeah, Tuesday.
That's like the big Tuesday. That's our Super Bowl.
We need Dennis Smith Jr. to dunk on Frank that game. We got to be rooting for that now.
Yeah, pretty much. you guys have to root for that.
Whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, Frank's never going to
yeah.
be.
Whatever.
You're right. They got to get like a stud in this draft, like an all-star, cuz Frank's
yeah.
Frank's not going to be that guy. He's a role player.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I still believe in him, but
which is fine. Yeah. That's fine, but I don't know, man. It's a big draft for them for sure. Cuz like free agency, we're not going to have any money this year, right?
But all teams, all really good teams need a guy that's going to play defense and just be a really, really good role player. And I think Frank can do that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yep.
Yeah.
You just need a utility guy, and he can be that guy. Like, I'm not giving up on Frank. I don't, I think Frank needs to put on a lot of weight and keep working on the jump
yeah.
shot and do those things. Like, he's going to play excellent defense, and that's fine. We'll get the start. Hopefully, we hit the lottery. We get 8 and number 1.
That's
yeah.
obviously
Speaking
the best case
of,
there.
Yeah. What the hell happened to Joakim Noah? Like, they don't even talk about it anymore. Where is this guy? I'm shocked.
Well,
me and Josh didn't run into
him.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Me and Josh didn't like run into him at the bars like last night. Where is he? What is he doing?
I saw him post on Instagram. I think sometime this week. He it looks like he's just chilling. I don't know. He's just.
He's just not coming back to.
No, team. He's just at up and down every night, and you know. Doing his thing. It's one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen, and we've seen it all as Knick fans. So,
hopefully the Cleveland Browns can trade for him.
Yeah, wow, they've
now
had a busy week.
He went to Florida. Florida made the tournament. Are they any good this year?
Florida, they're like hot and cold. They're like they rely on 3-point shooting. If they get hot, they can beat anybody, but they can also like lose to anybody. It's all about their shooting, outside shooting.
Are there any teams that like nobody's talking about, nobody's thinking about it, but they can
yeah.
sneak in and make the Final Four?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, that brings me a good point. Give us like I don't know, 3 teams, or should we do 3 or 5 teams, Josh? What do you think?
Yeah, give us a couple teams. Just like give us some kind of thoughts. You've seen the bracket.
You watch basketball front to back more than anybody I know.
You are the Paul Strader.
I mean, you don't have to tell us your picks, but tell us what teams you like or teams to look out for.
That can make a
or
run
teams
that
you think are going to fall. What's up?
Well, I think Wichita State's going to lose to Marshall in the first round. Wichita.
You know who coaches Marshall?
We are Marshall.
Yeah, Tony, the brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like the way they play. They're like up and down. They have a good offense, just like a D'Antoni, you know, obviously offense.
And D'Antoni.
Yeah, they're a fun team to watch. I saw them a couple of times this year. They're good. I think they'll win. They can win a game or two. Big Seton Hall, actually. Shout out to Boogs. Could win a few games. They got like a bunch of senior guys that are really good. Who else? Pac-12. No one really. Big 12. Got Kansas, right? Oklahoma, no. I don't know. I got to look at the bracket more to see like the matchups, really. But
what about Houston?
Seton Hall. Houston, I think they have a tough first round matchup.
San Diego State, they're playing, and then they'd have Michigan in the next. But they just beat Wichita, right? In the whatever conference they played. What's that conference called?
Which one?
Houston, Wichita.
They're in the American with like UConn.
Yeah,
that's trash.
Oh yeah,
conference.
But Houston won it. They just won it, right? They're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're not bad. I think Cincinnati. This is their year that they finally get through.
I didn't even know they were good.
Through, like the Elite Eight, Final Four. What's up?
I didn't even know they were good. Like, tell us a little bit about Cincinnati. I know nothing about them.
Yeah, they got some good players. They got like, a few kids from around this area.
Is their coach good? Who's their coach?
Mick Cronin, the little midget-looking guy.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think this tournament, it's like pretty much it's wide open, man. Pretty good tourney. Anybody?
How do you feel about West Virginia, Bob Huggins? Press Virginia.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, I could see them easily losing in, like, the first round or second round, just the way the tournament, they get the refs, like, they call everything so much tighter and, like, you know, the press, whatever. Sometimes that kind of backfires on them. And they struggle scoring too, so I don't know. I gotta look at it. I haven't looked at it too much.
No, I said I was gonna say the one thing, like in watching ESPN, like all those like Jay Billis and Coach Greenberg and who was Jay Billis, they all pick the same teams, like Dick Vitale. They all love Purdue.
Always.
They love Villanova. They all love Cincinnati, Virginia. And then they all had the same Elite Eight matchup. They had Michigan versus Gonzaga, which it was surprising that all of them had that. And then they all had Michigan State in the championship game.
But, yeah, because Michigan State, I think they're in the same bracket as Duke, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Are. Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Duke, yep.
Duke's got to be the most talented team.
Bucknell will give Michigan State a game, though. They could play.
Isn't Barkley, like, big on Rhode Island?
Who's that?
I don't know. I watched them last year.
They struggled to score, too. I'm not impressed with them, Rhode Island.
No?
Okay. Philly's a good coach, but, yeah, they're not going to. I think Tennessee is another team that could go really far. They have a really good team.
Okay, so
who coaches
Miami? Miami's gonna lose to Loyola. What is it, Chicago? Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're gonna get beat that first round. Yeah.
Okay, so that's like
Xavier one seed. I don't see them going far at all.
Yeah, how did that happen? How did two Big East teams get once? I mean, who could you have made the argument? Obviously, North Carolina as the one seed. Instead,
Carolina, they probably are like a top four, but they have 10 losses though. Like you can't have them as number one seed.
Right.
They have 10 losses. That's a lot. That'd be like a record. It has to be for one seed to have 10 losses or whatever.
Yeah, but that brings me to, I don't know. If I'm making like a quick just prediction off the cuff, you know, whatever. I'm saying Virginia, North Carolina, and I think it's because you probably want, like, the experience, right? Like, the seniors, the juniors. You want a lot of those
guys. Exactly.
And those two teams have an abundance. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're coming from the top conference. They've played so many tournament teams already. And probably got the best coaching out there, too.
Yeah. And you guys have any predictions real quick so we can move on?
To win it all, I'm going to have to go with, unfortunately, Duke.
To win it?
Really? To win it all?
I just think Bigley, he's going to just take over. They have the most talent. It's going to be tough to beat them in a do-or-die game. Very tough.
Okay.
Especially with that's the zone like, now. They're playing, their zone is, like, amazing.
Okay.
What happened?
I said, that's like a Carmelo Anthony freshman run. Bagley can take them and carry them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good comparison.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that's my team. I hope I'm wrong.
I am going to go, I think, to the game I'm looking most forward to, like everybody else, is that Kentucky versus Arizona matchup in, the second round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is going to be hard to pick. But I think I like Arizona. I like Virginia because they can put the handcuffs and straitjacket the team.
Yep.
North Carolina is good. I think this year is going to be really tough. It's really tough. If I had to pick a team right now, I don't know. Maybe I'll go Virginia or Arizona if I'm going outside the box. Yeah, I don't know. One of those, maybe.
Wouldn't that be something if Arizona won? Sean Miller, everything
not
with
Butler.
That.
What about Butler?
Well, Brad's not there anymore.
Yeah, it could.
Gordon Hayward's not walking through that door.
No, like I said, I think it's going to be Virginia and North Carolina, and I'm going to go Tar Heels.
Tar Heels? Yeah. Oh, yes, Ryan will be happy to hear that.
Yep. I don't know. They just, like you said, they got the experience. They're always, they've been to the Final Four, three of the last 4 years? Is that true?
Three.
Did I hear that?
They played in the championship, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. They just
and like a lot of those guys that were there, they're still on the team, so you can't trade that experience at all.
What do you think about the reason I'm asking you this question is because I heard some crazy stats. So what do you think about Kansas? Because Kansas, they said we're a number one seed 8 of the last 12 years. I feel like Kansas.
I'm not
is never
impressed
in
with
the
them. Yeah,
season.
They rarely make the Final Four. They flame out a lot, that team, for all the high seeds that they get.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that. That's a lot. The one seed, 8 out of 12 years. That's pretty crazy. And then they never go to the Final Four.
That's crazy.
And believe me, they're not that good this year at all. I would not be shocked to see them losing the second round.
Oh,
they're not good.
Okay. In the second round. So that would be to either Seton Hall or NC State.
Yeah, I could see them beating them for sure.
Okay. And
either of those teams.
And we all agree Villanova, no chance.
Well, Villanova, that'd be a great matchup. If Bama wins, they'll have Sexton versus Nova and all their guards.
That'd be fun.
Brunson versus him.
Yeah.
That's a matchup I want to see, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think I'm most, I think I speak for everyone here. We're excited to see the possible, all the lottery prospects that are coming in. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. All the top players this year, they're all in the tournament. Like last year, what was it? Fultz wasn't in the tournament. The year before that, Simmons wasn't in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We got Aiden.
So this year, they're all Bagley.
Did Texas? Oh, I don't think
Porter
Texas Junior. Made it. Oh, no.
Porter.
Texas did make it. Bamba.
No, Texas is there.
Yeah, they're in there. Yep, Nevada.
Yeah.
Bamba. And then you got Porter Jr. is playing now, too, so. That's
oh,
another
that's
guy.
Right.
You know.
So you got all the
he
diaper
took,
dandy.
He 20 shots. Like, it's his first game. Yeah.
Yeah, so I watch highlights.
Call my boss and tell him I can't come in?
What happened?
Call my boss and say I can't make it.
Well, what happened?
I said, call my boss and tell him I can't make it.
Oh, you're
I don't think I'm going to. Well, I got the TV in the office so I can watch it, but it's not the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need the sounds?
I'll probably take off. Yeah. And I like to. I won't be able to pay attention as much. I'll probably take off like one day, maybe the Friday.
Yeah, you want to watch with your pants off.
Yeah, exactly.
We're having a party.
So, Josh is going to watch at the Starbucks beneath the hospital where the guy drove through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy, dude. Holy shit.
Josh was telling me the story. I said the guy was like, I don't want to go to jail.
But The 103-year-old man?
Yeah, so everyone listening, interesting day. A 103-year-old man decided he was going to, instead of hit the brake pedal, the gas pedal, and went, drove right into our Starbucks.
Damn.
Eventful Friday.
All those venties.
He's turning 104 next month.
Oh, my God.
The oldest guy in Bergen County.
Like, official? That's official?
An official stat.
Wow. Yikes.
I gotta know the secret. The secret's probably tequila, tooth, and chicken. whatever.
Whatever. Should we, let's move on to football. NFL. Big week coming up.
Huge. So I don't get it. Wait, is Kamara, they're allowed to talk with these guys with contracts and, like, verbally agree? How it works?
I have no idea with the rules. I really don't. I don't know. And then is it Tuesday at midnight is the deadline?
No, I think it's like they call it like the legal tampering period or whatever. Like, you can, I don't understand it though. I guess you can like verbally agree to like the numbers, the contract. You just can't sign anything on paper.
Right. Right. So we think, so other than Kirk Cousins, who else is like the big free agents?
Allen Robinson.
Oh, right. Jets are targeting him.
Malcolm Butler.
Oh, sure.
Lewis is another one. Outside of that, I'm trying to think. Tremaine Johnson from the Rams. He won't be back. They can't afford him anymore.
Right.
That's why they were getting all these other. That's why they were getting all these other corners there.
Sure.
Right.
Well, Dominique Rodgers-Camardi, he's a free agent now. They just cut him today.
Yep. Yep.
Outside of that, I'm not too sure like who the big ones are. I think that was pretty much off the top of my head. Those are the biggest ones.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins obviously is the big one. We still think Minnesota, right? Or is it Denver? I mean, they were clearing space with Tlaib, and I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I just don't want the Jets to do it.
But the Jets are gonna offer him the most money for sure. So.
You,
how much do
you
above think, they go?
You think for sure that's definitely happening?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think he's gonna be. He's like pretty desperate right now, McCagney. He knows he has to get a quarterback, like a legit quarterback,
right?
Especially now at Buffalo. Buffalo is definitely gonna trade up, and they have so many picks they can trade up. The last thing he wants is they miss on Cousins or whatever. And then Buffalo jumps ahead of the Jets and take the guy that they wanted. That would look terrible.
Yeah, that'd be bad. That'd be really bad.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it's Kirk, who are the Jets taking at six? Is it Nelson from Notre Dame, who's a fucking ox?
I would take him. That's my number one guy if they get Cousins. Yeah, get a quarterback, show up the whole line, and then they got two second round picks too. So
yeah. Yeah,
they got some picks to maneuver.
Well, that's another thing they said. If they miss out on the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes, that they may trade one of those second round picks for Nick Foles, which I'm not really down with.
Nah. I don't see him him being that much better than say a Josh McCown. Like, what's the difference?
Right. Exactly.
For just for the Jet team, you know what I mean? Like, you put him on a contender, probably a different story, but. McCown, he knows the system that he's in right now. He's comfortable with it. He knows the players, the coaching staff. So I don't know. Unless you're getting a lot better player, I wouldn't trade a second round pick for Foles. No. I think they want more anyway. I think Philly, they want more. I think they want a first rounder. No one's giving him a first rounder.
Nah, hell no. And is Wentz even going to be? I mean, he'll be back in time, right, for the season?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's not like, okay.
Question is what are the G-men going to do?
Yeah, Juice.
Whatever they do is going to have a huge impact on the draft. That's the big domino.
So I think maybe to that point, I think it looks like right now, it's all smoke screens. Like last year, we had no idea that the Bears were so crazy for Mitchell Trubisky that they were going to move up one spot and give them that much. So we never really know who a team really loves. Like, I heard even Jacksonville, the year that Jadeveon Clowney went number one, Jacksonville had the third pick, and they were so in love with Bortles that even if they had the number one pick, they would have taken him over Jadeveon. So, like, we never know what teams or who people are in love with. But I think, like, all right, if the Browns go Saquon Barkley, number one, Giants are in a tough spot because it's like, if you don't love any of the quarterbacks, what the hell do you do?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they go Darnold point.
If that's the case, like, if Barkley goes number one, because I think the Giants, I think they would take Barkley, they might just trade down. Because you know there's going to be a team that's, like, desperate, that, like, loves, like, Darnold or Rosen, that will trade up and give him a boatload. I would do that if the Giants don't, like... Of course, if maybe they like quarterbacks, you take them. But if you're not, like, totally in love with them, some other team is going to overpay.
But the furthest, like, I would go down, the first... I mean, you were really bad this year, and it's awful. So you should get a top pick. So I wouldn't trade too far. The farthest I would go down is to the Jets pick at six. Like, I wouldn't go further than that. So at least, hopefully, you could wind up with a Nelson or a Chubb. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to go too far down. But yeah, I really don't know. I think we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to see how the pro days go. And
yep, I wonder if they would ever do deals together, the Jets and the Giants, especially like a big deal like that.
I mean,
they would or no?
But they don't, like, you know, they play each other what, once every 4 years. I feel like they would. They share a stadium. Why? You know, so they're already in business together. You know, so
yeah,
maybe.
If it benefits both teams, why not? Like, I don't care. Trade with them.
Sure. I just don't know how these guys think sometimes with that. If they take it into consideration, but who knows? Yeah, if it works for both teams, then do it. Who cares?
Right.
One thing I wanted to say back to the free agency point. The interesting thing I read was so Kirk Cousins is the big name. He's the number one guy out there right now. I heard that a lot of teams, I'm assuming the Jets and the Vikings, whoever else is interested, they're putting together presentations and videos to send him.
I saw that.
But he's not he's not visiting any teams.
Which makes me think he has his mind made up.
Wait, so that's how he's doing it? You have to send him like a PowerPoint? And he sits in the room.
Send him your PowerPoint.
What's that?
Think about it. He was in Minnesota for Super Bowl like the whole entire week. So he's been there. He's probably, you know, looking around. Who knows? He probably got like firsthand feedback from a lot of stuff. If you're coming to the Jets, like, wouldn't you visit? Don't these guys visit? That'd be kind of odd at the time without visiting at all.
Right. Exactly.
So, which makes, I think he has his mind made up.
Minnesota.
But the thing is like me and Paul were talking about this yesterday. You sign Kirk Cousins to, you know, whatever $100 million deal he wants, it screws up the rest of your team. Like, even say Minnesota signs him for $100 million or more, whatever he wants, they have so many studs on defense, they can't sign all those studs. Like, you can't keep them. So, it's, I don't know. I think if the Jets don't get Kirk Cousins, plan B should be get A.J. McCarron, sign him, and then draft Baker Mayfield at six.
That's something I would do too.
That's something I was thinking about. And actually, Bama alum and president of the AJ McCarron fan club, Joe DeFazio. He absolutely wants that to happen. You know, you sign AJ McCarron and then draft a quarterback. And I don't know. I guess I'd be okay with it. I just want the Jets to draft a quarterback, and I want that quarterback to be Lamar Jackson.
You would take him that high? Lamar?
Yeah, I think he's the best. And when Chris Sims says, out of the five QB prospects, he's the best, I believe him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've always liked him. I just don't think that they would draft him that high.
He'll go high, though. Remember the Patrick Mahomes? He went high. Like, these guys would go high.
Yeah. Well, what's his name? Manish Mehta. He's like... You know, there's no shot in hell that they draft Jackson that high. Like, no way. It's a 0.0 chance.
Yeah. I mean, he hates black quarterbacks, just like McCagnon. But
he hates everybody.
Yeah.
He's a miserable prick, that guy.
But it's crazy how the narrative has gone this way with Lamar Jackson. Like, oh, you know, he'll be a good receiver or cornerback. Like, it's ridiculous. And then you have guys who really spend the time to watch QB tape, like a Chris Sims, who's just like, you know, sitting in a room just watching this shit, studying this shit.
Yeah.
And he says he's the best out of the five. I mean, I believe him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Colin, can I switch gears a little bit?
Go for it.
Sure.
What do you guys think about that Odell Beckham video?
Sure, sure.
What's the next video of him coming out? What's it going to be?
A
new one came up. It was some girl laying in bed with him that was like kissing him all over when he passed out.
Really?
So, maybe he's leaking this stuff. Maybe he's leaking this stuff to prove that he's not gay.
Yeah. Well, that brings me.
An idiot.
Yeah. That brings me to another topic. This guy, Darius Guis. Am I saying it right? I don't know. The LSU running back. He was asked. He was asked by a team. We don't know what team. He was asked if he was gay and if his mother was a prostitute.
Right.
What team do you guys think it was? If you had to guess, like one guess.
If you had to guess one team.
All right.
I think we went through this before. I think when Miami Dolphins asked Dez Bryant at the combine if his mom was a prostitute, like this has been going on, and this is why like Roger Goodell needs to go. I cannot wait till that guy gets out because he's nothing compared to Adam Silver. Like the NBA doesn't have these problems. And the NBA is like a non-competitive league, and they're doing much better with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Goodell, if he had any balls, he would take away a draft pick. Take away somebody's first or second. And then this won't happen again. Or fine them $100 million. You know, fine them $10 million, $50 million. It's like ridiculous. What year are we in? 2018.
No, yeah.
I know, and it's crazy how, you know, we go back to Michael Sam, who... He was the defensive player of the year in the best defensive conference in America, and he's nowhere to be found. You know, we joke about Odell, but, like, what if he seriously did come out? Like, he was gay, like...
Right.
What would happen?
Yeah,
like you know what I mean? Like, what... Like,
who cares? Yeah.
No, but, like, Odell is a mega, mega star. So, like, if he was to actually come out, do you think it would help his career or hurt his career?
In the NFL would probably be tricky, but like overall he'd be huge. He'd be such a bigger like figure.
Yeah, I think he'd
just
be
in
the
general,
biggest,
you know
biggest
what I mean?
Yeah. He'd be like the biggest athlete in the world if he was just to be like, fuck it. Like not even at my prime yet practically, and I'm already coming out and saying this.
There's definitely a reason why guys don't there's probably so many in the NFL but they just don't say anything because they know it'll hurt their career.
It's career suicide. Yep, exactly. Josh, what were you gonna say?
Yeah. So
I'm saying at the end of the day, it matters about touchdowns. I don't care if you kiss girls or boys. I don't care if you kiss anybody. It's about catching the ball and scoring touchdowns and giving your team the best chance to win games. Like I don't really care. That's like not my business. I don't give a damn. But I will say back to Odell. He's an idiot. He's coming off an injury, and he's trying to get, you know, the biggest contract he can get. He wants to be the highest paid player. He's not going to get that, but he could be the highest paid wide receiver. We have new management that's running the Giants, and, you know, Mara already talked to this guy about, you know, how his image is and what kids think of him and all this stuff. He had to talk to him and tell him to grow up, you know? And now this stuff keeps coming out. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to be a Giant for life. I think they're going to seek out his value and see what the trade market is. But also, I think me and Paul were talking about it yesterday, they could just tag him every year. He should be getting the number one wide receiver money, but he'll probably end up being the average of the top five. They'll just franchise tag him every single year.
And like you said, he has two more years, right? He has this year coming up, and then the year after, he's under contract?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the minimum, you have control over him for, like, a long time.
The timing is awful. He's hurting himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for people who don't know about the video, let's paint a picture here. He's laying in bed with a blunt, but looks like a blunt in his hand. It probably is. I doubt he'd be smoking a cigar inside a hotel room. There's a girl next to him breaking up something. I think we know what it was. There's some horrible looking pizza. And he's, what, telling her to fuck his boy or something like that?
Terrible looking.
Well, that's the worst part of the whole entire video. Having freaking Pizza Hut. Give me a break.
Better be stuffed crust.
I hope he was in, like, the middle of nowhere. I hope he wasn't in New York freaking getting Pizza Hut.
Oh, that'd be real bad.
Unbelievable.
If he's in New York and that pizza was sitting on his bed, that's it. I would cut him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yeah. But
terrible. And first of all, how are his friends around letting these girls take videos? Like, what are you doing? Take care of your boy.
Yep.
That's your job.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Yep. New Sopranos movie, guys.
Yeah, did that start filming, or like what's the deal with that?
So it's called, I think, The Saints of Newark, and it's going to cover I guess the tension between the Italians and the blacks back in Newark in the 60s. And, you know, which we got kind of like a taste of on the show, you know, Tone would talk about
the flashback.
Yes. With his father and stuff. And, I guess we were talking a little bit earlier in the week, speculating who we think, you know, would be cast in this. Have you guys thought about it anymore? I mean, is it really, something you've thought about at all?
Well, who's going to be Oscar? What's that guy's name?
Yeah. Well, I would say an Oscar Isaac, I think would be a good for what's Tony's father's name? Is it Anthony Senior? No, right? Tone wasn't a junior.
I forget his.
Or John? Was it John or something? Johnny Boy, right?
Johnny Boy. Yeah.
So yeah, who would play Johnny Boy? And then I don't know who else would be like Uncle June would obviously be in it, right?
Maybe Uncle June, maybe a young Paulie Walnut.
Oh. Okay.
I think he was like grew up with Tony's father.
Yeah.
He goes back like back in the day with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But David Chase is the director, right?
Or is he the director or just like the executive producer? I'm not really sure.
Probably the executive producer. Yeah. I don't think he was ever the director for Sopranos, right?
I don't know. I thought he was just like the show's creator. I don't know if he would actually like.
He just kind of the creator and the maybe like, I think, like the script or whatever.
Yeah, he wrote the script and stuff like that. But I'm pretty pumped about it. I mean, we always talked about, you know, would they bring the Sopranos back or do a movie or whatever. So this is kind of cool. So I don't know when it's supposed
to come
out.
Would that be like an HBO original? Like the Wizard of Lies, like about Madoff. Like, would it be, or would it go to theater?
I think they're talking about theater.
Oh really? Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm not positive about that.
And then what else? Paterno. Paterno's coming out.
How old would Tony Soprano be in this movie?
Probably just a baby. Like
no. He'll probably be a teenager. No. All right. So when the show ended, he's supposed to be how old? Like 40, late 40s. Or was he in his
50s? Yeah, probably
40s. Yeah.
So the 40. Show ended.
But remember, in the actual series, they talk about how, I think it's season 2, where he robs the poker game, and that's how he made a name for himself.
Yeah.
Like, would it be at that age? Like, that'd be cool.
Well, I'm just trying to think. Yeah. So let's say he's 50 when the show ended. What year was that? 2000 and... six.
Eight.
Oh, it's 2008.
Eight, seven.
Seven. I'm sorry. 2007. Yeah.
Okay, so 2007. So let's say he was 50. So that means he was born in what? 1957. So, do I got my math right?
Okay. Yeah.
So let's say it's in like the late 60s. So maybe they'll have him as like a 10-year-old or something, or like a 13. I don't
know.
That's
what I think. Yeah, like 10.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be cool to see him as like a teenager or whatever, but
yeah, I want to see him a little bit older, early 20s.
Yeah, or even that. Yeah. So he gets to start. Well, maybe they'll segue into that. I don't know. It's interesting.
When's the Scorsese movie come out?
What?
I
heard you paint houses.
What?
I heard you paint houses. That's what it's called.
Is that what it's called? The one with De Niro and Pacino.
Yep. About Jimmy Hoffa's killer.
What's it called? I hear you paint houses.
Yeah, so I heard you paint houses. So painting houses is like a street term for like contract killer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, So I actually just learned that on Sneaky Pete. Remember Otto?
Oh, yeah.
Otto's on the phone. He's trying to get someone to kill him. And he's like, I heard you paint houses.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just going to be... that's gonna be a good one too. I don't know when that's supposed to come out, but that is a crazy cast.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward mostly to Paterno and the Andre the Giant thing on HBO.
Oh, Bill Simmons, yeah, Bill Simmons did that. I can't wait for that. The eighth one in the world.
Dope. Yeah,
yeah, that, yeah, that and
Paterno. I think it's like April, right? Both of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Paterno, I saw the trailer for. Yeah. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, it's insane how they made him look like exactly like him.
Oh yeah,
it's like identical.
Yeah,
scary.
Yeah,
then Dusty too.
Oh god, yeah, it's gonna be dark.
imagine looking like him, like terrible. Oh, that guy looks exactly like him.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty scary.
Anyway,
so we were gonna plug a food place, a restaurant. So let's go around the room here. Juice, you go first.
Lately, I've actually just been craving like a really good burger. I don't know. Maybe it's like I'm getting close to spring and summertime. I'm just thinking about some barbecues. But I haven't gone yet. I haven't had the time. But I want to go to Shake Shack. I just want to get a regular burger, some fries. I also want to try, I think they have a spicy chicken sandwich. I want to try that one too. If I can't make it out there, I haven't had Five Guys in a while. So those are the two things that I've been craving.
What about a Fuddruckers burger?
Where's a Fuddruckers?
Haven't had it.
I think they all shut down.
There's definitely some down that exist. I could have sworn I've seen one recently. I forget where. Probably
That was my spot back in the day. The best burgers.
I didn't like, I remember the one up in Spring Valley, like, I didn't like burgers when I was really little, so I never really got to appreciate it, but I'd love to try it now. All right, so burgers, yeah, I hear you. Okay, Paul, how about you?
I want to give a shout-out to Legends. Me and Josh went there last night, and I had a top three calamari of all time. So, yeah, that's my calamari.
Okay, all right, and... something I want to plug that's near and dear to my heart lately, and I've talked to you guys about it. It's a place called Koti Berliner Döner Kebab, and it is German Turkish infused food. It's amazing. It's just chicken and just healthy stuff. They got one in the Cobb Food Market.
Where's that?
Yeah, the Cobb Food Hall in downtown Brooklyn and Industry City. In Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Oh, the one near Sunset Park.
Yeah, in Sunset Park.
Down there, I think. I have to go down there on Tuesday. I'm going to stop by.
Yeah, you were telling me. So park in the Costco parking lot. It's free. Just don't keep it there for like over an hour. And go get that shit, man. It's fucking delicious. It's expensive, but it's good. And that's my...
I know exactly where the building is.
Yeah.
It's like off exit 23, and it's like right on the... Like, it's right when you get off the ramp, right? Like, it's like right there.
Right when you get off the... Yeah, it's like right on the water, like practically under the BQE. And they got a food hall and a bunch of other stuff. But so it's in there. It's in the Cobb Food Hall. And then they also do... They're at Smorgasbord. And they do the pop-up at Bryant Park during Christmas time. Oh, it's so good. So...
there's a good barbecue spot in Red Hook, too. I forget the name.
Yeah, Hometown.
I heard, like, amazing things about it.
Hometown. I've been
there. That's what it's called. Yeah, yeah.
I've been there plenty of times. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's slamming. I've had a bunch of events.
I had chicken cutlets today for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. is that a problem?
Well, you do love...
What?
I mean, you do love the... you do love the chicken cutlets, but god damn! That's crazy.
Yeah.
Three times in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm a little overwhelmed today. We had Selection Sunday. Bracketology stuff is going on as we speak. We have Lakers, Cavs. LeBron is in maybe his future home in LA.
Yeah, I'm watching that right now.
And then we have WWE Fastlane, the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Next week?
WrestleMania in a couple of weeks. It's right around
a couple weeks, yeah.
Andre the Giant documentary coming out. So it'll be, I think it's
where,
first week of April.
Where is it this year? North Korea?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
Paul made a funny.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. So did they show Jack Nicholson? He gained like 50 pounds.
Yeah, he looks like shit.
He looks terrible.
Oh my god.
Yeah, goddamn.
Still courtside, though. Still living the dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't know he's at courtside.
legend.
Yeah. He probably thinks he's in The Shining.
Yeah.
What do you think Bill Walton's doing right now?
I don't know, but he should commentate as many basketball games in this tournament.
Yeah.
That's possible.
I miss it. He's the man. He's the man.
He's the best. We got to get him on the pod.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can only dream.
So, is that a wrap for the gods?
That is a wrap for the gods. Good show, guys. We'll be back sometime soon.
Sure.
One.
You're welcome. You're welcome.